Leading our news this morning, next Tuesday's budget will include a debt levy on high-income earners. Federal Cabinet has decided to push ahead with the tax, despite opposition from business groups and a growing number of coalition backbenchers. Chris Richardson from Deloitte Access Economics says it's just the beginning of the budget pain.
To actually solve an ongoing budget problem, you need 10 deficit levies. That's why this government is reaching for things like taxes, because the problem is really big.
Chris Richardson there. Now, Western Australia will be handing down its own budget today. The state's Premier Colin Barnett has warned it'll be reasonably tough, and he's foreshadowed higher fees and taxes. The state lost its AAA credit rating last year. The government is expected to detail plans for an asset sale to help pay down debt. Angry supporters of Thailand's sacked Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra are threatening a mass rally at the weekend. The country's constitutional court has removed her for abuse of power. The ruling follows months of political deadlock, with anti-government protesters demanding that she step down. In a surprise development in the Ukraine crisis, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has urged pro-Russian separatists to postpone their vote to secede. Mr. Putin has also conditionally backed Ukraine's presidential election, due to be held later this month. Western leaders have dismissed his latest comments as just hot air.